The aims of the Big Three need to be divided up into the aims of Georges Clemenceau of France, David Lloyd George of Great Britain, and Woodrow Wilson of the United States of America. Clemenceau's aims were as follows. He wanted revenge on Germany for the damage done to France in the First World War. He wanted reparations to rebuild France and to make sure that the Germans were so weak that they couldn't recover and start another war. He wanted return of the lost provinces of Alsace and Lorraine, and he wanted to reduce the German army to a manageable size, meaning that they could no longer attack France. Some people in France argued that the German state should be broken up into its original 59 states, but Clemenceau was also a realist and knew that the other members of the Big Three probably wouldn't go for this. So, in summary, he wanted a weak Germany, he wanted the return of Alsace-Lorraine, he wanted the Rhineland demilitarized, and he wanted a high reparations bill. David Lloyd George wanted a reasonably stable Germany. He wanted a Germany that could act as a barrier against the Russians, and he wanted a Germany that was capable of trading with Britain, realizing that Britain needed a strong Germany to trade with if Britain was to recover from the First World War. Being an island nation, Lloyd George also realized that Britain needed to reduce the size of the German navy. This would make Britain a safer place to be. And he believed that they should be able to take Germany's colonies away from them. This would increase the size of the British Empire. Due to the fact that he'd won the election on the ticket of Make Germany Pay, he realised that he needed to get some reparations bill from Germany. This was to keep the British people happy, but was also due to the fact that he needed to repay the Americans for all the money that we'd borrowed from them during the First World War. Woodrow Wilson of America occupied the opposite end of the spectrum to Georges Clemenceau. His plan was based on the 14-point peace plan, which included the setting up of the League of Nations to prevent future wars, Germany to be disarmed as a prelude to universal world disarmament. He also believed in the ideas of self-determination, the idea that nations should be allowed to rule themselves. This, he again believed, would help to prevent future wars. Wilson also believed that it was the wrong thing to do to punish Germany too harshly, because this would mean that they wanted a future war of revenge, and that the First World War therefore would have been fought for nothing.